The second day. The next morning, Alex Dinon was 40 kilometers south of the prison. He moved quickly and stayed away from towns and villages. It was winter and the weather was cold, so there were not many people in the fields. He looked behind him often, but nobody saw him, and nobody followed him. At midday, he found a quiet field and lay down under some small trees. He slept at once. At about 3 o'clock, Alex opened his eyes and saw an old woman in front of him.
"What are you doing in my field, young man?" she said. Alex sat up quickly.
"I'm sorry," he said. "I was tired and needed some sleep. I'm going now."
"You're very dirty," the old woman said. "Look at you. Where are you going?"
"North," Alex said. He stood up and began to move away.
"Don't run away. I'm only an old woman."
She looked at him carefully.
"You're dirty and hungry and tired and afraid. Am I right?"
Alex smiled slowly.
"Yes," he said. "Well, come back to my house and have some food. And you can have some of my husband's old clothes. He died last winter."
Alex looked at her. It was true. He was hungry and tired and dirty and afraid, but not of this old woman.
"Thank you very much," he said.
The old woman's name was Marta. Her house was very small, but she put some wonderful hot food in front of Alex. He ate quickly, and Marta watched him.
"Oh, you were hungry," she laughed.
Alex smiled, but did not stop eating. Marta found some old clothes for him and then made some coffee. She said nothing, but watched him with a smile. Alex finished eating and drank some coffee. He began to feel better.
"How did you escape from prison?" Marta asked suddenly.
Alex's face went white. He stared at Marta and said nothing. Marta laughed.
"It's all right," she said. "I'm not afraid of the president's murderer. You can stay here tonight, Alex Dinon, and have a good sleep. I don't like the police, and I'm not going to tell them."
Felix and Adam did not get much sleep. They stayed in the office and slept between telephone calls. The phones rang often. But in the morning, there was no news of Alex Denon. The day went slowly. The phones rang again and again. But there was no news.
"Where is he? What's he doing?" Felix said to Adam. "He's hiding. Perhaps with friends."
"We questioned all his friends early this morning," Adam said. "They said nothing."
He looked at Felix.
"Can we bring some of them in here? With their wives? Then we can ask more difficult questions."
"Somebody usually talks then."
"No," Felix said coldly. "That's not right. And you know it. Denon can't get out of the country now. But we need to find him today." "The chief isn't going to be very happy."
Late in the afternoon, the chief of police telephoned.
"Come to my office in half an hour," she told Felix.
Felix felt tired and dirty. He quickly drank some black coffee and changed his shirt. 20 minutes later, he stood in front of Eva Hines' desk. She did not smile, but looked at Felix and waited.
"The police are looking for Denon in every town and village," Felix said quickly. "We are watching the roads and the airports and the houses of his family and friends. Sit down, Inspector, and listen," the chief said. "We need to find this man quickly. The president is not happy." "You're a good policeman, Inspector, and this is an important job for you."
"Chief,"
Felix began,
"how did Denon escape from prison?"
"That's not important now," the chief said.
"But perhaps he had friends in prison," Felix said. "Perhaps they know something. I need to talk to people at the prison."
"Well, you can't," the chief said. The telephone rang on the chief's desk. She picked up the phone.
"Eva Hein here."
Then she smiled.
"Yes, Mr. President," she said.
She listened for a minute or two.
"Yes, of course, Mr. President.
I understand."
"Yes.
Goodbye." Eva Hein put the phone down and looked at Felix angrily.
"Forget Denon's escape from prison. Get out there and find him. And bring him back, dead or alive."
At the door, Felix turned and looked at her.
"Dead?"
he asked slowly.
"Dead men can't talk. Now go!
Felix walked slowly back to his office. There were a lot of questions in his head, and he did not know the answers.
Why can't I talk to people at the prison? He thought. What did the president say to the chief on the phone? And why does she want Dinon dead? He went to prison because he murdered the old president. Everybody knows that. What can he talk about? Now...